About 20 minutes ago, you just finished what's technically called a manual aspiration procedure. So, first off, how are you feeling?
I feel absolutely fine now. I had cramps, but they were fading, and now I feel as normal as possible.
And you're here with your partner.
Yeah, I'm very glad to have support here and somebody that is close to me and knows what is going on and is a good shoulder to lean on.
So tell me, how long have you known that you're pregnant, and what was that like to find out and try to find a place?
2 days. I've known for 2 days, and I just immediately was in no position to have a child and just wanted to get it taken care of as soon as possible and as easily as possible and as painlessly as possible, and I think I accomplished all three of those things.
Do you want to just say, like, your age or anything about your situation?
Yeah, I'm a college student, and I'm just not in the right time or place to be, you know, having a kid right now. I mean, one day, yes, but just not for many years to come.
So it's a very clear decision,
yes,
for you.
Yeah, easy decision.
And you as well.
We had this conversation before we started having sex, so it was already made. We obviously revisited the conversation as soon as she had the sense that she might be pregnant, which was about 2 days ago. And then we spoke about it briefly, and she said she wants to go take a test. So I said, all right, keep in touch. And then it was positive. So we did revisit the conversation, but our opinions didn't change, our wants didn't change.
And how did you feel going through this as far as, you know, how to support her? What are some of the emotions you've been going through?
The biggest one was guilt, because this is something that's her prerogative, and I had a very short, brief thing to do with it, and then that was kind of it for me. But had I known what had happened at the time it happened, I would have wanted to do something about it immediately. We've used Plan B, like, 2 times, just by...
preemptively.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yeah, and that was fine. But, you know, there's always a little bit of, like...
uncertainty.
Yeah, that's a great word. Uncertainty with that. This was more certain, but with that came some... well, you always want to know what you're getting into. And abortion isn't a commonplace conversation in most environments. Especially in some states where the political views are heavily leaning in the direction of not talking about it. I think if I wasn't able to have this open conversation and be a part of this in the way that I was, if I wasn't able to do what I thought was right, I probably would still be sitting with this guilt. I would probably feel like really left out. And it was part of my action that put us here. So that would have been far worse.
I see lots of couples, and I would say, you know, you're very supportive of her, and it was really, you know, nice, touching. In fact, you even sang to her during the procedure, brought a couple of tears to my eyes. It was really sweet. What has he done that's been supportive or that's made you feel like he's got your back going through this?
Yeah, there's never been a moment since that I knew that I was pregnant that I doubted that he would not be supportive or not be here for me, physically, emotionally, in any way. And my family is supportive too, but they're all physically far away, so it was convenient that I have him near, and I'm glad that he could be here.
Me too. To me, the bottom line is that this shouldn't be something that anyone has to go through alone. If I was in her position, I wouldn't really know how to feel or think. I don't think that's a stress that one person should ever carry, especially not a person who has college and their whole life ahead of them. So I'm happy I was here, for my own sake and hers.
I'm guessing this 48 hours has been kind of a whirlwind for the two of you.
The whole week has been, like, even more, because we didn't really know what was going on until, like, 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's even worse. That's like shooting in the dark.
So it's a little soon maybe to ask this question, but do you feel like maybe going through something like this brought you closer at all? Or had you get to know each other in ways you didn't before? Or
probably. I think the only way to know is, like, in hindsight. But I think so. I'm glad that we're here for each other.
Doing it the right way definitely didn't push us farther apart, and we're about to go have a nice lunch, so it definitely put us closer together in that sense.
And what do you mean by the right way?
A safe, comfortable environment where you could be here and you were welcomed here too with me. I know that other clinics like didn't allow people in with you, like guests or friends, and I knew immediately that that was something I wanted to avoid if I could, because I knew that I didn't want to go into it alone.